Plate and Books.
Hey everybody, welcome back. Sorry for our departure from the airwaves last week, but we had a lot of different conflicts. One being I lost my voice almost permanently, screaming my lungs out at a concert. Two being the Super Bowl, we just couldn't get it back together. And three, and most importantly, you know my fucking mom, I don't have to answer to you. Tonight on the show, we say goodbye to a legend in gaming, everyone fear the Kickstarter, and the great debates are back.
Oh no.
Oh shit.
Anyway,
I was not warned.
Yeah, you were.
You didn't check your text, homie. Anyway, let's move into what we're doing this week. Max, I'm your host, Rise Like Phoenix.
There
with
you go.
Me, as always, Mr. Max Barracuda.
What's up?
Mr. Giant Shock.
Woo, woo, woo.
And let's roll into what we're playing this week. Max, what are you playing this week?
What do you think?
Fallout.
Still in Fallout. I can't get out of it.
It's hard. We are in such a dry spot. I promise you, ladies and gentlemen, more likely gentlemen, that we don't play the same games every week. It's just Fallout.
Here's the thing.
You caught us right in the Fallout mix.
Fallout is special to me. It's one of those games I put aside time every day for.
I know.
So until it's done, I don't know. I'm going to try to pepper in other things, but God damn it, if I'm not loving the shit out of some Fallout.
Yeah, it is bittersweet because every day I go, I should be playing something else. I mean, I do host a podcast and I do need to talk about other games. You playing anything else?
I'm waiting for something to grab me. I played a little Mortal Kombat this week.
Primal's coming out.
That's going to grab me.
Mm-hmm. Is that next week or the week after? Week after.
I don't really like playing people online in those fighting games anymore. I like seeing the guy's face and like shit talking him, like, you know, right.
That's always the optimum. I mean, optimum is an arcade cabinet, but yeah, that doesn't happen.
But you're absolutely right. There's no rewarding experience to playing that game online, Mortal Kombat. It's all about, they have a great story mode, they have good challenges. Once you exhaust that, you're pretty much done.
Last online 2D fighter I played was, of course, DC.
Injustice.
Yeah, was Injustice.
I'm not saying that I don't have good matches and it's not fun. I just...
Oh, I am.
There's something...
I am. I like training to play you guys in it.
Yeah.
And I gotta say that maybe 2 out of 3 matches are good matches, but then I just run into the spammer and then it's just... It's three minutes I'm wasting.
How many times am I gonna fight a different person playing a Scorpion?
Or Deathstroke. You know?
Yeah, it becomes tiresome after a while. I'm not really enhancing my life at all. At least with the story mode, I'm getting a story out of it.
Are you having fun?
Yeah.
How are the fatalities? Easy, or did they add the easy button again, or
you
do they skip out on that?
You can earn or pay for microtransactions. Easy fatalities.
Oh my god, microtransactions?
Yeah, at least they're back, though. When was that? MK Ultimate was the only one that they had the easy fatalities on?
But here's the thing. They're not that hard to pull off normally.
Okay.
So I with my
distance and stuff.
Yeah.
Still, of course.
Of course. But my guys, I can do the fatality.
Time capsule question right here. When you were a kid in the arcade and you played Mortal Kombat for the first time, someone popped off a fatality. You were like, there was no internet, man. There's no like arcade
to
box
magazines. Game Players magazines.
To be fair, I got all the mags.
Yeah, Game Players magazines.
I had magazines too, but
until the editor Bill went insane and started talking about that monkey god. Anyone remember that? That's going to be a quiz next week, gentlemen.
What I'm trying to say is that, like, I had the game magazines too, but this, I'm talking about when it was an arcade game exclusive, and not when it came on the console yet, where, like, people in the arcade were killing me. I'm like, how the fuck did you do that, man?
I always appreciated a good game code. I remember in Top Skater, I could get the surfboarder. Remember that?
Dude,
he was big at the beach in Delaware.
But as a Street Fighter kid, more than a Mortal Kombat kid, yeah, that definitely threw me. And then every year, like,
fatalities in Street Fighter would definitely throw me off.
Well, you know what I mean. All
right.
But they did. It was one of them. It was like Game Informer or something. They did the April Fool's issue where they had a whole article about how Street Fighter's putting fatalities in.
Oh yeah, Game Informer used to.
And I spent a lot of time trying to figure out how to fucking make Ryu pull out a shotgun, and it never happened.
I remember one of the legendary pranks was that they said Ryu refers to some dude, his master or something.
Shen Ryu or something.
Yeah, it was something like that.
You must conquer.
Everyone thought you could beat him.
Well, that's how Akuma came about.
I know.
I have a real quick story about something just like that. back when I was young.
Shenlong. I'm sorry. It just came to me. Shenlong.
Young kid.
Shenlong.
I was like maybe like 11, 12. I went, our Toys R Us had like a game set up where you could play, you know, and test out the one game they set up.
In the aisle, yeah.
Game Hut does that now.
Well, back then.
Game Hut.
Back then.
Located in scenic North Babylon, New York. I'm sorry, go.
Back then it was a, you know, a huge treat to get that. So I'm playing the game and I'm playing this like adult guy. And I accidentally did Orchid's Ultimate Combo. And this guy's like, oh my God, the fuck did you do that? And I'm like, I was button mashing, man. I was like, I don't know. But and he like,
did he went, think you were just
yes?
He thought you were holding back.
Yeah, you know. And I'm like,
he's like, I gotta see that back because I mean, like, she didn't really show anything.
Yeah, well, she turns her back to the thing and she's like, bah.
Yeah, that's I remember the demos.
Dumbest fatality of all time.
I thought it was
her
funny.
Tits were that mind blowing.
It was funny
back
ever,
then. I think.
Will you ever do that fatality to another female character?
No, I never really did that fatality.
I don't know how to do it. I did that one time.
Oh, I owned.
It wasn't
game.
A fatality. It was an ender finisher.
Whatever.
Ultimate combo.
Ultra
combo. That was fun. What are you playing this week, Giant Shock?
I picked up my NHL, the new one, the 2016.
16, I would imagine?
Yeah, 2016.
Right.
I haven't picked up
NHL. Unless you got rooked at the store.
Well, I haven't really been into the games or the sport since the lockout. Or I should say lockout, the... They walked out on, like, 2006.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Strike. The strike.
Okay.
Yeah. So I haven't played one in a long time, and the advances they made in the game are great, man. Like, the fighting is a whole other game in itself.
You pull a fatalities?
Not I mean, we made a character that's, like, 6'8", like, 220, and we call him McHeavy Hits. These guys might be dead. I don't know. They're shaking.
Let me ask you. You might not know, but I certainly wouldn't know. Hockey's not really my bag. Mm. But what have they been doing? They've been using the player names, right?
Oh, yeah. It's not. It's licensed by the NHL.
Is there any players in the NHL that they can't use? Like the infamous number 23 back in no, the NBA games?
No, I think with all the players now, like they try to unionize as much as possible. Together, they make more money than they would separately. Because back in the day, the NBA was the worst with that. Barkley wouldn't be in it, or Jordan.
Well, video games are much more lucrative than they used to be.
Yeah.
And people play them more. I think the players enjoy seeing themselves.
Exactly. This O.J. Simpson TV show has just reminded me of when I used to watch basketball before O.J. killed the Knicks.
did they air episode 2 on Super Bowl?
Yeah, I think it's out there. But it episode just reminded me of NBA Jam. And exactly what you said. The only reason a kid like me who wasn't into sports knew basketball players was NBA Jam. Mm-hmm. And you're right. None of the big guys were in there. You didn't have fucking Michael Jordan or nothing.
Nah, there's no Jordan there. Shaq wasn't in it either.
Yep.
No, he wasn't.
Yeah, so it was Bonds wasn't in the baseball games. He was like number 24 or whatever he was. But yeah, I was playing NHL, and they've done a lot of advancements to the game since I last played it. And the game looks like an NHL game. Like it's the graphics are great.
I would imagine that's probably the easiest one to fake, you know, because the camera angles are usually kind of far away.
Pretty static.
Yeah, but the ice is so, like, the ice is what really captures the eye.
Were you getting chilly?
Yeah, man. I was like, Jesus Christ, that looks real. Like, it looks realer than I am when I'm at the game.
Nice, you know? Yeah. I mean, all right.
the game itself is a lot of fun, and I can't believe how in-depth the fighting is, where you could, like, rip the guy's jersey.
Head off?
Yeah, just pow. I said realistic, motherfucker. You throwing like...
Look, if I'm going like to play this thing, I need fatalities, brutalities, animalities.
Is it like the Batman Arkham fighting style? Which so many games are ripping off nowadays.
No,
which I love.
It has a weird fighting style with the triggers where like you grab them with your left and your right, and then you use one of the joysticks to move them around. And then like X and A and B and Y are all just like haymakers.
Well,
like,
okay.
I want a point to bring up. We started this before the show, but you watched that new Batman Superman trailer.
I did.
Arkham fighting.
Yeah.
Now
they stole it from the video.
Are
game.
The movies now pulling from the games?
I hope so.
They should. They're
because
better than all the movies.
If you watch that new trailer, the way Batman fights a bunch of thugs is straight out of Arkham.
There is a backhand, and I was like, "That I've seen that.
I've
done,
done
that backhand like a million fucking times."
As a gamer, I got excited. I was like, "They took influence from the best iteration of Batman we've had in recent years."
They definitely did. All right, so this week I did take a small timeout from Fallout, Heroes of Might and Magic 7.
Oh, not on Steam.
I did get it on Steam, as
no,
a matter of fact,
Steam,
in your face.
Couldn't get it on Steam.
Show that didn't air where I got in an argument with my brother over
This is real inside.
Over Heroes.
You got it on the Pirates box or something?
No. I'm not going to talk about that argument. That's why I didn't air. Anyway, Heroes of Might and Magic came out last year, 7. It's the newest iteration of a very popular franchise, one of my most beloved franchises.
Are they still just sitting in front of walls whipping rocks at each other?
No, they do other things. They meet on other battlefields. Anyway, for people who don't know Heroes of Might and Magic, amazing franchise, and it is the spiritual successor to King's Bounty. It is primarily made for the Windows operation. Sometimes they have a Mac port, and it is a map-based fantasy game with town building and turn-based strategy.
Hold up, hold up. Make this sound more boring.
People love it. People love this game.
I never played it, man.
I was polite to you about NHL.
No, I played the old ones. I played the old Might and Magic. And they were fun, but it's been a very long time since I've come across one.
Well, Hero 7 got terrible reviews on Steam for its brokenness, and me being familiar with broken games, having purchased Halo Master Chief Collection and the occasional Battlefield game, I was like, I can handle this. It is the first game that I came in to contact with in a very long time that's just broken to the point where I'm like, this is too annoying to play.
Oh, that bad.
Yeah.
Game
the
breaking.
The controls are just fucked up?
No, no. So the character jumps around on your map all the time, so I turned down everything. I turned from 1080 to 720, and I turned off movements on the map, and then that didn't really work. But the worst part about it was when I first played it a couple months ago, the heroes were broken, which is half the game, believe it or not, with Heroes of Might and Magic.
You lost 50% of the game right out of the box?
Yeah. No, well, what was happening was the
spell... Was the Might and Magic still intact?
The magic was not intact. The spell book would disappear every once in a while.
So you're two-thirds of the game missing.
You're gone.
Oh, did you at least have the might?
I always bring the might. I mean, the might is just in my hands.
You look like a wizard type guy, man. I don't know.
No, I was a sword guy, but at the same time, you need the spells. So I packed it away for 6 months... Came back to it, spellbook fixed. Specifically, they said on Steam, hey, we fixed this spellbook glitch. So I was like, all right, good, I'll give it another go. Nope.
No.
Spellbook's still broken, just different, and I found that out maybe 6 hours into the game.
I don't know how like games get released with these just major bugs.
It seems like it happens more to computer games than it does
PC.
Console games.
Xbox One, I just got WWE 2K16. First time I played the Elimination Chamber match, I whipped a guy at the little pods. He was lost forever, man. The guy was gone.
No, but we're talking game breakers like Arkham Knight. Great on the consoles, unplayable on the PCs.
Unplayable on the PCs.
Do you remember another glitch in the WWE games way back when you were playing with me? Where Eric, our friend Eric, made a character so blue that he would freeze in the screen.
Couldn't take the color.
They couldn't take the blueness of him.
Yeah, anyway, I was not happy. I'm still not happy with Heroes of Might and Magic 7. This is how you ruin a franchise for people. Just like I was turned off so much to the Halo franchise Master Chief.
Let me ask you this. If they came out with an 8 tomorrow, would you bother?
I would, yeah, but...
You'd spend cash money.
I'd wait.
Knowing.
At this point, I was buying them on the day of launch. At this point, I'd probably wait 3 months, 4 months. Yeah, on the day of launch on Steam. The most popular computer fan method of playing video games.
We may have
for
to
those
release.
Of you who don't know.
We may have to release that lost episode.
You should just tack on that argument at the end of this episode. It'd be funny.
Maybe I will.
It was Maybe the funniest.
You know what? I will. I'll tack on that argument if I can find it. Sweet. It was bad.
Stay till the end.
It's not on Good Old Games. It's on Steam, damn it.
It's not on Good Old Games. Remember, it's a site.
Anyway. Games of note out this week, not much. I'm looking through right now.
I'm shocked they didn't bother to make a Deadpool game, another one, because it's so good.
They have a Deadpool game out for Xbox One. It's the first one.
It's a port.
It's the first one.
But the first one was a great game.
If you want to play it, that's fine. But, you know, the
movie's coming out.
They kind of made it look like it's a new one. Like, no one said, like, nowhere in the description does it say, oh, we ported it, like it normally does.
They added the trailer as new footage, and that was the end.
Yeah, a little bit. Dying Light's out this week. Dying Light the following.
I haven't played it, but I heard good things.
They're excellent. Oh, Unravel?
The Yarn Game.
Unravel, the Yarn Game, the Sackboy ripoff, as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, I thought it was just a game about, like, untying knots.
You're a Yarn Boy.
Oh, that's Rip.
That got a 7. That's it of note. Platformer. Yeah. Oddworld, Abe's Odyssey, new and tasty.
Back?
No, they're just slapping a new, shinier package on it.
Yeah. Nothing out. Nothing out that really interested me.
Slow week.
Slow week. All right. Well, it's also a mournful week, which we will get into the news right now.
To Steve, assemble!
Good news, everyone.
Don't need money.
Bad news, everyone.
Not heard? It was my understanding that everyone had heard.
Hit the B square!
I understand why you're packing the beers with the snow, but I God knows why you bring them snowy into the podcast booth.
Oh shit, there's ice everywhere.
Anyway, this week we saw the end of an era. Unfortunately, GameTrailers.com is dead.
Oh, I saw that!
Game Trailers.
Yeah, they had a final, like a farewell YouTube clip.
Yeah, a live YouTube event to kick it off, but to kick off the end.
Going out of business set.
But it was very abrupt. Shut down on Tuesday, February 8th, after 13 years of service.
They were out of that long?
They were, yeah, yeah, 2002.
That's pre-YouTube.
That's like dawn of the modern internet, man.
Yeah.
Well, it all started Tuesday with a morning tweet by Editor-in-Chief Brandon Jones. He wrote, "Today is the last day of Game Trailers. I wish it wasn't so." I follow Game Trailers on Twitter, so all morning I was like, what is going on?
Do you get your Game Trailers from Game Trailers?
Not always. That's probably the problem on why they're out of business.
when you actually like look up in YouTube Game Trailers, they're not the first to show up.
See, well, that's a flaw, man.
When I first heard about it, I had mixed emotions. At first I was upset. Then I was upset with myself because I was like, I really don't frequent that site enough like I used to.
No, man. I realistically, even if they closed down Iggin or GameStop, I mean GameSpot, I should say, I'd be like, meh.
GameSpot, as we call it.
GameSpot. Yeah, I would just be like, yeah, man, I'll just Google.
The weird part was up until that point, it was business as usual for reviews and guides being posted even the day before.
I'm not...
No warning.
I'm not a day before guy, though.
No?
Like, who needs it the day before?
No.
They were reviewing games even the day before.
No, but that's what I mean. Like, I'm not the...
You just kinda, work till the end?
I wait till I get it, and then I kind of look into what I'm about to get into.
What I'm saying is they were posting reviews of games even the day before Tuesday. Like, Monday.
Right, before they come out.
No. And then Tuesday, they announced they were closing.
Oh, I see.
But Monday, they even dropped a review.
Gotcha.
No countdown, no nothing. Where's my New Year's countdown? Where's my ball? You know?
Yeah, but they just closed shop. They're all done.
That's
done.
It.
Oh, shit.
That's a wrap.
They went out like Borders books, just like, we're done.
Even the booths in the mall give you a little going out of business sale. You know, I would have liked to see a little something.
Right.
I would like to participate in a little something. I would even like the little Tower Records, the movie, Save Our Business.
Look, it's a Band-Aid pull.
Yeah, at least have a concert to get some like local people together, sell some bracelets. I don't know. The movies did it.
Yeah.
Anyway, I was torn up about this. So I looked into it. Game Trailers came out in 2002, 3 years before YouTube, 9 years before Twitch, and 5 years before the official title of Let's Play would even be seen. I mean, they were the first. I remember them. I remember them when I was 19 years old watching them.
Blockbuster came out like 10 years before.
Yeah, but Blockbuster was terrible and ripped us all off. Game Trailers was helpful and gave us helpful hints
for
in video format.
What I'm trying to say is you've got to adapt your business at a time.
I guess. I mean, like, I came up with a little tribute as kind of a kickoff. So I know everybody's individual experience is varied. This happened to be the story of mine.
The year was 2002. Gamergate was still a decade away. Nintendo was still presenting respectable home consoles, and a beautiful and vivacious young gamer by the name of NYC Shogun was taking the New York Halo LAN party scene by storm. Shogun, along with his clan of gaming legends known only as the A-Squad, were kicking more booty than a pirate mad at his treasure chest. But just as everything seemed to be going well, things took a turn for the worse.
What you gotta remember is in 2002, competitive gaming wasn't what it is today. We'd meet up in people's garages, basements, old abandoned factories, anywhere. So anyway, this one time, me and the A-Squad walk into an event, and you get your typical stuff, your A-list celebrities, your models trying to get with you, everything you can think of when you think of the term early 2000s Xbox LAN party. You know the deal. We knew we were in trouble when we saw the other team. They had matching jackets, matching clan tag hats. We were just a ragtag bunch of amazing gamers. Just some of the moves they were executing, they had to be practiced. There was no way. It was like nothing we'd ever seen before. Needless to say, we got chumped.
Down, but not out, Shogun turned to the internet for help. What he found was game trailers.
It really was an incredible website. Not only did they have very comprehensive strategy guides on video games, but it was the first time I saw real game footage combined with unbiased opinions. Needless to say, I was super excited.
Armed with their new strategies, the A-Squad went on to legendary status among the Halo and Call of Duty communities. Shogun would eventually become the online titan known as Rise Like Phoenix, world-renowned video game blogger, host of the Commonwealth's and Mushroom Kingdom's most successful podcast, and self-proclaimed inventor of the Crouch Stand tea bag.
I don't think I'd be where I am today without Game Trailers.
So thank you, Game Trailers, for your honest reviews. For your original strategy guides. For your blazing the trails that would eventually lead to Twitch, Let's Plays, and a widening of the gaming community in general. But thank you most of all for the mighty Rise Like Phoenix, a true legend forged by your greatness. You will be sorely missed.
All right, that was it.
Was that from the 30 for 30?
That was it, yeah. Yeah, right there. Me, VH1, 30 for 30, we did a little collaboration.
VH1?
Yeah. Behind the Music?
I know, I go on all your little videos that post up on Xbox One. I like them all, man.
I know. You know, I was excited to find that I have followers rather than friends on Xbox. It's cool. I don't know why. Hopefully they're fans of the show. Or they might just be fans of the shit talk. I do leave a mighty trail in my wake. Anyway, that was my thing for game trailers. They were cool.
Touching tribute.
We'll miss you. I hope they find jobs.
No, I'm very impressed.
I hope they don't become vagrants.
Yeah. I'm very impressed that you turned the failing of a company we all respect and like into an ode to you.
If I would have told you I was doing something, would you have known I was doing that? Yeah, but I hope they you know what? Actually, in 2014, they were purchased by Defy Media, which is a tentacle of Viacom. So
MTV.
Hopefully, the right people sold the right parts of the company.
Yeah.
There have been layoffs ever since 2014,
and
every year.
If you got nothing to do and you used to work for Game Trailers, we'll talk to you.
Yeah, we would love to talk to you.
What's our Twitter?
Our Twitter is VGX3Radio.
Hit us up.
There you can find little tidbits of news. Every once a week I'll throw up a link to the new podcast and the dankest, stickiest memes on the internet.
and you could come on here and tell the true story. What happened behind the scenes?
They got the little crystals in them, everybody. Oof.
You got those little orange hairs?
No stems in those memes.
Smell through the jar.
No, but seriously, we do make our own memes. I pride myself in not ripping anyone else's off, so you're not going to see them anywhere else.
My favorite meme that you've ever done was the first one. You just texted me your face on Vince McMahon's body walking out, and you were like, yeah, I threw memes now.
Yeah, when I figured it out.
The Facebook page is a lot of fun, too.
Yeah, we had a hot one this week. I think we had 30 likes or whatever. That was pretty exciting for me. I know, right?
30 likes is a lot.
It's a decent amount. Even a couple comments. No comments on the question of the week.
Give it time, sir. Give it time.
30 likes from a plucky little kid, you know?
No, I know. And some repeat customers. It's awesome. Anyway, anyone looking for Ant Simulator? I mean, the simulators are hot right now. The Goat Simulator made like $1 trillion.
Trillion?
Don't quote me on that number. They made a buttload, and they even had add-ons.
Goat Simulator.
Like, I think they had Zombie Goat Simulator or whatever. Yeah, I wish I had Goat Simulator money too. So Ant Simulator was coming out. It was an indie developer, Etsy. I want to say it's Etsy, but it's not. It's Etsy or whatever. I'm not going to be purchasing anything from them anymore.
Fuck that Polish name.
Ant Simulator.
So anyway, the lead programmer, Eric Turchinski, who I have to assume had something to do
with... Is this a Polish company?
No. It's an American company. It's a melting pot. Open.
Everything you're saying ends in ski.
Yeah.
Or...
I think the name of this company is his last name and first name combined.
his boss, Krzyzewski.
The game Ant Simulator was coming out. They met their Kickstarter goal of $4,500, which should have been the first red flag
just
when
get
you
a
want
credit card, man.
$4,000 for your video game.
Well done, Kickstarter.
Anyway, Eric Trushinsky came out.
Could you set the that low, like the goal?
Yeah,
I need $14 in a.
So can I go on Kickstarter right now and be like, yeah. I need $10 for McDonald's number 9.
That guy
like
with the potato salad made
he,
trillions of dollars.
He made 50-something thousand.
Yeah, no, he did.
You're not
trillions. Trillions my number. Trillions my number.
Just throwing out deficits. Out
anyway, he had a YouTube video saying that the money is now gone. On his statement made on YouTube, Trushinsky blames his business partners. I quote him as saying they had secretly spent the money on they had secretly spent the money from Kickstarter and the initial investment on liquor, restaurants, bars, and even strippers
for a weekend.
Not even.
I mean,
strippers.
You can. I mean, you can drop that kind of money.
You ain't doing strippers right if you only spend $3,000 or $4,000
anywhere.
They
mean,
leased a late model minivan.
Yeah.
I don't.
They had a very responsible weekend.
Yeah, I don't. I don't get how they thought they were going to make a game for it, but
you could just do that without the four. What were you getting for $4,000? What was that to buy? You?
Why did everyone have?
They needed to buy some ants.
We
needed
to have the hella cool night to get into really doing this, this game.
There's so many questions I have for this guy. Why did all the team have cards to the bank account?
How many people were involved in the? Kickstarter, like, was it like
three? The two partners were the ones who went wild.
Are you talking about donators?
Banana wacky. So
how many donors?
Oh, I don't know.
Like,
I don't know. That was not there.
Get from these people for Ant Simulator?
I don't know.
4,000 people give a dollar.
So a lot of people online are claiming buyer beware, and you kind of get what you give. But I feel that there's a certain amount of like goodwill towards the gaming community as a whole when these games get met. Like, you know, people are just kind of throwing an indie game a bone.
But we haven't had
no one is really clamoring for Ant Simulator.
Correct me if I'm wrong, though. What has been, do we even have a big breakout Kickstarter game? Like a game that got fully funded and then went on to be a hit.
Was Meat Boy?
Pre-Kickstarter.
Yeah, Meat Boy was crowdfunded.
Was it? I thought that was pre-Kickstarter.
It might have been
pre-Kickstarter, but it was.
I thought Kickstarter
it was crowdfunded.
Kickstarted the whole crowdfunding.
I can see where the name would be misleading to you, but no, it didn't.
What was the last time?
I thought there was a shitty
game. I'm fairly sure it started on Good Old Games.
You have to play it now.
Now you have to.
These inside jokes are
terrible. There's callbacks.
No, they're great. As far as that goes, man, I thought there was a... Wasn't there a Kickstarter, then like a Kickstarter B, we had like a shittier name?
Yes, there is GoFundMe. Is that what you're talking about? GoFundMe is more of a personal thing. Yeah.
That came after Kickstarter.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I got a GoFundMe from a former friend of mine that wanted money for his...
Oh, yeah, I wanted to donate...
$0 today. He's been married for about 3 months.
Oh, you pop money in there initially?
Oh, I removed money from it.
Oh, damn.
I was like, nobody's giving to this thing. I'll take your $4.
I wanted to donate 2 cents and say, here's my 2 cents. This is tacky. I'm going to start doing that to people. Anyway, small little stickets of news. See, I like to get the news fresh, pretty much the day that we record, because there's so many things happen in the gaming community. But unfortunately, Kanye West picked this as the day to come out with a trailer for his game about...
His dead mom?
His mom floating through heaven or whatever.
Yeah, I say...
That's the only thing I can find when I look up video game
news. You hate me now, man. It's Kanye West.
What a dickhead. He's such a gold digger.
Anyway, he came out the trailer at Madison Square Garden, not a big round of applause.
To a bunch of unsuspecting Knicks fans or something?
Yeah. Then he explained how difficult it was to get this game made because people didn't want it made, presumably because it's not going to make any money.
Wait, so the trailer was presented at Madison Square Garden, though?
It was.
So like he just comes on like halftime. He's like, hey, I'm Kanye West. You know me. What I want to show you now is a game where my mom dies and goes to heaven. Enjoy,
pretty much.
Enjoy, y'all.
The graphics, I gotta say, not terrible. I mean, they're stylized graphics. They're exactly what I kind of like, the stylized cel shade.
I think it'd be better if it was in, like, Sega CD pixelated nonsense.
Bad FMV. Yeah.
It looks like it's just your typical straight runner. You know, almost like Doodle Jump.
Like you
would
play on your phone?
Wait, like, yeah. It's Doodle Jump, but it's Mama?
Yeah, kind of. It seems like that. Or that Cartoon Network unicorn one.
I hope they didn't even bother to replace the doodle.
On to more exciting news. Red Dead Redemption made an appearance this weekend on Xbox One for a couple hours.
I missed this.
Yeah, we did. We did.
They had the next-gen version of it?
No, of course not. We would hear about that. They have around, what, like 100 titles now that are backwards compatible that you can download on Xbox One?
Well, that's what I mean. Just the next-gen version of the old game.
I think it's a direct port. I don't think they HD'd it up at all.
Backwards compatible version.
No, a lot of these games they did not. But it showed up for a couple hours over the weekend. It was quickly removed, and Xbox Live evangelist, I suppose you would call him, Major Nelson, Larry Herbig, says it was an error just for a few hours, and it does kind of look like it's coming, though. He didn't say, yes, well, it's definitely coming, but I mean, come on. You know, it was, they were beta testing, obviously, bringing it into the waters. A couple people got to play for a few hours, and then it was gone.
I mean, that's a great game, but
it's an excellent game. It's the first game I thought of when they said they were going to go backwards compatible.
My one problem is, like, I just bought the Gears of War remake a couple months ago, and I love the fact that the graphics look so much better than when I remember playing it, you know, in 2006.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not the same for this, though. It's not going to be like
super negative. It's not just a legit port.
It's a
legit straight port.
I'm not that excited for it
because it's backwards compatible.
No, that's cool, but, like, I still have a 3... I actually had that on PS4. I still have a PS4.
All right. No, you mean PS3.
Yeah, PS3. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it was a good game. It was a solid... I mean, it was one of the best games.
But I hope that they took, like, some, you know, love and care in that. Maybe soup up the graphics, maybe add stereo to the game.
Even add an end board, yeah, but they didn't. Well, maybe that's why they pulled it off. Maybe they're gonna.
Hopefully.
Doubt it. All right, so that's it for the news. We got a quiz coming up. I was hoping to have Victor here, that lazy bastard.
Fucking Victor.
To just kind of... Oh, God. Snow beers everywhere.
Just one.
To just kind of go after Max. Johnny Chuck, you think you can take him out?
No.
All right.
I never win this game, man.
Let's hit the quiz.
I just started making the quizzes. You should fucking play him.
Wait. It's not a bad idea, Ryze.
It's not a bad idea. It's a bad idea for you.
Oh, I'm not so sure.
It's definitely a bad idea for you. He's way better at this than I am.
I heard that in Injustice.
You were a little butthurt when he smacked you up a bunch.
Oh, he kicked my ass in that game.
This is a test. Pop quiz, hot shot.
Test. Everyone loves video games, right? You love video games?
Love them.
Everybody here likes video games?
That's why I'm here.
Anyone listening like video games? Do you like fish dicks in your mouth? I'm sorry.
Kanye.
Not everyone likes video games. As a matter of fact, tonight's quiz is going to go over that. Tonight's quiz deals with 8 games that were banned in different countries. Tonight will be brass horn rules. When you get one right, you'll get one of these. And wrong, of course, we all know. At the end, the winner will get to talk a little bit of shit for 15 seconds. Mm-hmm. Number one in banned video games. This Tom Clancy game was banned throughout Mexico for its derogatory depiction of the city of Ciudad Juarez.
Tom Clancy. I'm going to go...
Max Barracuda.
Let's go Splinter Cell.
Cha-cha?
Rainbow Six.
Ghost Recon Advanced Warfighter 2, which is a crapshoot. Anyway, their first board was a run through Mexico with the cartel. It wasn't the problem with the cartel, it was the fact that they made the whole city look like a crack den. Number two, in New Zealand, it is a $1,400 fine to own a copy of this game, which depicts an average man driven into a homicidal rage. In this particular game, you can kill... One of the biggest problems was that you kill dogs all the time, and it is a sequel.
Hmm.
I do one.
They really against dog killing in Australia?
You'll know when I say the name of the game.
I'll just throw in a guess.
Go ahead.
Postal 2?
Postal 2.
In Postal 1, they didn't have the dogs yet?
No. You only kill cats.
Max Barracuda, 1 point. Question three. This notoriously smutty game depicting a historical figure committing horrendous rapes was banned in the city of Oklahoma. Oklahoma City, rather. Max Barracuda.
Custer's Revenge?
Terrible pixelated game. Just awful.
You play Custer naked. From Oklahoma or something?
I don't know the origin of
but like,
George Custer.
You play as George Custer with a raging hard-on attempting to rape an Indian woman.
Yeah, you had to run through arrows to get to a naked Indian. It was awful.
If, is that the home of George Custer, or is that just the home of the of Indian people who just had enough?
I think they're just against rape.
Next week, I'll let you know.
All right, cool.
All right? If that makes you feel better.
It does.
Good. Question four. After being tied to a violent crime in which a man in real life stabbed his cabbie to death while trying to steal his vehicle, Thailand decided to ban this game. Max Barracuda.
I'm going to figure Grand Theft Auto.
For bonus point, do either of you want to guess which Grand Theft Auto was banned?
Five.
Four.
All of them. Thailand put a blanket on all of the Rockstar's most famous game. At this point, we have Max Barracuda with 3 points and Giant Shock with his typical zero.
No, it's a gentleman zero.
A respectable zero.
Yes.
Five. This real-time strategy game was banned in China after the story mode depicted a nuke going off in Beijing. Real-time strategy. Giant Shock.
Goodness, was that Red, Red Command? That, oh, my God.
Do we want to give it to you?
No,
I'm going to go off of what he's... Was it like Red Faction? Or
Command
and Conquer?
It's Command and Conquer.
It was Command and Conquer.
I'll give you both points. I'll give you both points. No, I feel no, Max would not have got that.
I totally botched the first.
I only take what I earned.
He said Red Faction. Red Faction is a totally separate game, unfortunately. I'll give you each a point for that. You did earn that collectively. Six. A fine of 1,000 Brazilian reals per day will be yours if you are found in possession of this game depicting a schoolboy tormenting other school children.
Bully? I love Bully.
Is that a lot of money in Brazil?
1,000 reals?
Per day is rough. I mean, like, do you have to try and sell it? Can't I just smash it?
1,000 royales could be like...
Who's going to be like, no, it's too good.
You have to sacrifice it at the foot of their giant Jesus statue.
Yeah, I guess, maybe. Three more questions. Seven. This game was banned in Denmark, not for its brutal chokes and arm bars, but for its depiction of advertisements for energy drinks before the bouts, which are against the law in Denmark. Max Barracuda.
I'm just going to say UFC.
Giant Shock, would you like to steal?
What was it banned for one more time?
This game was banned for its advertisements for energy drinks before the bouts.
Alrighty. Energy drinks. Shit, for the bouts. Oh, the boxing one. Knockout Kings.
Fight Night?
Fight Night. Huh?
No. Street Fighter. Mortal Kombat. King of Fighters?
EA Sports MMA, the cheap knockoff of UFC. Mm. It had fighters like Randy Couture and a couple of Strikeforce guys.
Do you expect anyone to get that?
I don't know.
He's when you said wrong to UFC, I was like, okay, it's not UFC.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is a game that featured Boxcar Joe versus...
Eight.
Hobo wrestling.
Eight.
Hobo.
And the final regular question. This notoriously shitty multiple choice game, marketed towards young males, was banned in the U.S., believe it or not, when it was found out that one of the models was 17 years old. Max Barracuda.
I think it was called, like, the Guy Game.
That is correct.
Right,
so it was a multiple choice game, but instead, you know, they had models and they just kind of take their
top
off.
It was Girls Gone Wild, the video game.
Yeah, how do you not check if your model's 17? That's still a sound. Yeah.
Yeah, like you got a question right, the chick whipped off her top.
It was very Billy Madison. if you recall.
Correct.
Well, this was in the height of Girls Gone Wild.
Mm-hmm.
Like, is that guy in jail too, right?
Oh, super in jail.
Yeah.
What a creep.
So, anyway, at the end, Max Barracuda has 6. Giant Shock has his trademark 1. And
I got zippy, man. I said I wouldn't take that point.
All right, you can protest that point. This point is this one is
he's
worth,
punching down.
This one is this last one is worth 3 points.
Sweet.
They got a gentleman 0 points. It don't matter.
And let's see what happens. This game was banned in Saudi Arabia because one of the symbols in it.
God, was the name of that? Was it the game where we fucking fought the Iraqis? Desert Strike or something like that?
Negative.
Please finish the question.
This game was banned in Saudi Arabia due to one of the symbols of one of its trademark animals looking too much like a Star of David.
Pokemon!
Pokemon trading game!
Woo!
I have to feel that you saw the sheet. But I'll give it to you.
I'm just picturing a Staryu.
Yeah, no, it wasn't the Staryu. It was actually one of the attacks when you pick the moves, like a shock or a quick attack.
They're that against Jewish people?
Oh.
Like, it kind of looks like that.
Haven't you been paying attention to anything in the news?
No,
they're
have.
Not fans.
I didn't think that they were
not
like,
big
petty
fans.
Like that. It's like, it kind of looks
extremely like... petty. Okay, so Max, you want to take your victory lap?
Well, hot dog, we Chuck, have a wiener.
You're a worthy
Max
competitor.
Barracuda.
I appreciate you bringing your A game. It was a tough fight out there. I gave it everything I had. Glad I pulled out on top. Suck it, boners. I'm
right,
good.
Sweet dealing.
I've been watching a lot of It's Always Sunny.
As well you should. As well you should.
Great job.
So, typically, we've been going into the question of the week right after. I'd like to elongate the show. And I told you I was going to start introducing some of the old segments back. This was one of my favorites, where Giant Shock and Max Barracuda duke it out for my amusement,
I
as well as amusement of all of you.
I missed this text message, but let's do it.
Well, with all the news coming out from the new system, the Nintendo NX, it's the first company that's coming out with another gen system. And I was wondering, what is everyone hoping for? So this week, Pete will be debating a more powerful system to stay competitive with the other two titans, of course, Sony and Xbox, Microsoft.
Mm-hmm.
And Brian will be debating whether they should stay unique and quirky like they have been doing and whether it's necessary to do so. Giant Shock, why don't you go first?
All right. Well, when I first got this debate here, I thought of Nintendo kind of like, you know, as a kid, man. I remember being like just a lot of wonderment. I kind of want to compare it to, at the time, the 80s, to Mike Tyson, man. They were unbeatable. Whatever they did was gold.
And kid-friendly.
Kid-friendly, man. Kid-friendly.
Tyson, of course.
Yeah, he's in one of their games, man. A popular one. Punch out.
He was.
Yeah. But anyway,
he's Balrog, too.
Yeah, and they pretty much ruled the roost for so long, they got lazy, just got that, I don't know, they didn't have that lust to win anymore, and they let everyone catch up to them. But I think that it's an age thing, man, with Nintendo a lot. I feel that Nintendo, once you get to a certain age, you want to play more adult games, and no matter how old you get, you still always want to go back to Nintendo and play the original classics, which that's why I think it's fine that they stuck to their classics, like Mario, Metroid, Star Fox, stuff like that, when instead of trying to put out a Call of Duty, no one's going to, like, you know, everyone plays it, but, like, it, you know, it's... I like the Nintendo more for wonderment. I feel that, like, it brings me back to when I was a kid, like, remembering things like the Super Scope or the Virtua Boy, where, like, oh, man, you hear what Nintendo's doing, man? It's doing all this crazy shit. Well,
so you think it's the console of childhood, basically?
Yeah, man. I feel that it's meant for younger people, and that's where it should stay, because I haven't really pined over a new Nintendo system, but I will still go back to the old stuff, and I feel that that might be a generational thing where, like, your kid, whatever Nintendo system you had bought for him when he was younger and he played and you had fun with it, he'll think fondly of that too. And I feel that, like, the fact that they try to do just goofy, weird things and they still keep their playfulness and not try to compete with Xbox and PlayStation, I feel that it carves out their own niche, even if they... Because I don't think there's room for three companies that are exactly the same, man. Like, if you put out, you know, like Call of Duty or Madden, whatever, on three different systems, you know, you kind of get lost in the mix. Well, I think Nintendo has the most original games out of everybody, and how you play them is the most original. I just want to go back to my notes real quick, sorry.
Okay.
Xbox One and PlayStation, man, they took a super advantage of being technological, where it's like, oh, they're Bluetooth, they mess with your, you know, your whole entertainment system.
That
like
amazing
that.
Connect.
Yeah. Well, ooh. I love that Nintendo's just like, all right, man, let those guys try to figure that shit out, man. We're just going to make games that put you in the game and, like, make it fun and like, literally, man, it's like the Grinch. You play a Nintendo game and your heart grows three times the size, man. They're always colorful, and you have nothing but good things to say about their original content. The only thing bad I could say about them is that their games that they port to their system that are on all three systems, they always suck, and they're always the worst, because that's not them, and they shouldn't go that route.
Nice. I like it. Max, rebuttal.
Well, I feel Shock made a lot of my points for me. But picture, if you will, Mario, mm-hmm. Zelda, Metroid, Star Fox, these legendary games, Pokemon. The list goes on and on. Imagine what the innovation of Nintendo could do with the hardware, with the just power behind an Xbox One or a PlayStation 4 can bring. I'm talking
Tim Allen.
Now,
I'm here with it.
Shock got it right. These games bring you back to a sense of nostalgia and childhood wonderment. But they're not going to be able to compete. We're going to lose those things that are so precious to us as childhood gamers of the 80s and 90s. We're going to lose those titles if Mario is not there, if Nintendo doesn't step up their game and realize this is the world they are living in. This is what the competition is about. They are getting crushed. I appreciate what they're doing, but they need to focus on the fundamentals of the game here.
Wii U, worst selling console they've ever had.
They need to get back to graphics.
Make a Mario Noir game.
Mario Noir. Thank you. I'm in. Pikachu Detective. Got nothing on Mario Noir.
I shut up, a Peach. Before I slap you.
I want innovation after we get hardware. That we get the graphics. That we get the speed and technology. That these new systems are bringing to the table that everyone identifies with as a gamer. We know those specs. We know what we want. We know what we're looking for. We're not getting those from Nintendo. I don't want these precious franchises to die. This is like Disney refusing to do 3D animation and sticking with the 2D. That wouldn't work for them. They wouldn't have a Frozen.
Wouldn't have Frozen.
Or a Big Hero 6.
You wouldn't have Lilo and Stitch, though.
They wouldn't have a Wreck-It Ralph. Oh, there's a gamer.
Ohana means family.
you end up with a lot of second-rate horseshit that can't compete in today's day and age. We need Nintendo to step up. I don't want to lose my Zeldas. I love my Zeldas. I want a super high-res Zelda, free-roaming, open-world game that
Blood?
I can explore.
Blood? Question mark?
Blood. I want it Skyrim with a Master Sword.
Ooh, I want to see Mario break a neck.
I want to see Mario steal a car.
Turtle suit.
And they go on a cart run.
Oh, my God.
We're not going to get that with another motion pad bullshit. Look what happened to the Kinect. Look what happened to the Wii.
Sony Move.
Look what happened to the Move. Ugh. That's stupid wand bullshit. None of that worked.
Yeah, they moved it right out of my living room.
None of that shit worked. You know what's standing tall?
I connected it with my trash can.
You know what's standing tall, though? My Xbox One with its hardy graphics wonderful interface and everything. Nintendo needs to get on the ball.
Sexy design.
Reach the standard set by today's gaming and innovate from there. But right now, they are stuck in the early aughts. They cannot compete. So they need to step up the HD. Thank you for your time.
Rise, mein Führer. What did you say?
Oh, I got to give this one to Max. I think the passion was there. I try and stay
did
not.
Did you not like that?
I got to give it to Max. The passion was there, and I try and stay unbiased. I do believe that Nintendo desperately needs to come out with an adult system as well as another
Absolutely.
Children's
Fuck
system.
That whimsical,
I know.
I know. Okay. No, they are in HD, but
it's 2016.
I don't need a 40-pound controller, dude. Like,
no, I don't want an iPad. I want a controller.
I feel that they could come out with something small like
Stop
the Steam Box for children.
I don't need more peripherals.
Yeah, too much peripherals. But I do hope the Nintendo NX is everything that
I do too.
Max was talking about.
How many Gyromite robots in the landfills?
How many Wii tennis rackets are out there?
Every last one of them broken. I was like, this game sucked.
Do I get another 15 seconds?
You can, yeah.
Suck it, bitches. That's all I need.
VG, so VG times three seems to be Max's thing. I mean, I don't think he won a debate in A Squad.
No, in fact, never prep me again.
Mm.
I came from the heart.
Well, straight from the hip. All right, so if you guys want to talk about it now, uninhibited by which side you had to take, what are you guys hoping for the Nintendo NX?
I actually stand by what I just said.
NX is the new system?
Yeah, NX is the new system
everything
coming out.
Everything they did with the Wii U, they just put an X on it, throw it out. They fire the entire people who made it, and they just start over. They're like, okay, guys.
Scorched earth.
Yeah, we need nope. to do exactly what Xbox One did.
I think that's what they're going to do, but what do you guys think it's going to take? Because right now, a lot of us, we're on our systems of choice because of our community lists, because of our friends list, because our friends have
not
that.
Not necessarily.
I am.
I have both PS and Xbox One. I didn't buy the Wii because Nintendo's whack.
But what I'm saying is you have a community built in. I know that you're part of the same smaller community on Xbox that I am. You know people personally.
I like Barracuda, like play a lot of games online, so that makes a difference to me. I mean, but like, I'm sure there's a ton of players though that are just like, all right, I don't play multiplayer; I just play the games themselves.
Well, what I'm saying is, what do you guys? I guess what I'm trying to say is, what do you guys feel Nintendo's going to have to do for an online community? Their online has typically been terrible.
Well, they don't cater necessarily to an online.
Well, they cater to children, and children shouldn't be talking to
other
people. But
what I'm saying is, get the hardware up there so that you can support the, as I said, the kind of open world stuff. That's going to open a lot of doors for them.
Realistically, though, like, their problem is that their main titles are so cartoony, except for maybe Metroid, which you could really ramp up.
You could ramp up a Zelda.
Zelda's getting there.
You could ramp up a Star Fox and put out something epic.
That's true.
Okay, but you put out, like, 50 million Mario games, and that guy's...
And that's what, keeping them afloat.
You have your mascot guy.
That's
Pokemon, how are you going to make that, like...
Keep it on the handhelds. Keep it on the handhelds.
You could easily do that, too. Keep that on the handhelds. That's got
its
own market.
If you did an open-world Pokemon that looks like Zelda at this point, where you just run and it's not an overhead, I mean...
Do you think, though, that
it's a bucket of money.
Just too late to the party where, like you said, online gaming, you have your list. Why would you try to...
Yes, I think that would be their biggest obstacle. I think the fact that is that I know people who bought their Xbox, myself included...
because of your
over the other system, because we wanted to stay within the family. You know, I know people who I've known for 15 years online only.
Yeah, pretty much.
But you bring up a point there that Nintendo is kind of family at this point. We grew up on NES.
I think we could all, as PlayStation fanboys or Xbox fanboys, go back to Nintendo.
We all started there.
I know.
If not that, Sega.
We could all go back home, Nintendo. Bring us home.
Bring us home.
You know, I think I meant what I said, though. Like, I really do think that there was a time and place for that, and that's when I was, you know, like an innocent young kid, man, and like playing Mario 64 and seeing like the graphics for the first time. Because you gotta remember, you came from Atari before that, and it, you know, you come from basically Asteroids, games like that.
Yeah,
to,
but there was
the
a
colorful world.
There
of
was
Nintendo.
A time when Disney was in financial trouble. And they managed to reclaim it by bringing it to a new generation.
I'm not saying that they're out and done with, but I think that Nintendo, we're embedded with Nintendo being like, oh, it's Mario, it's Star Fox,
right.
It's these games, you know?
Sure.
And these games, if they made it like the real versions of them, I think that they'd be more, you know, shunned than accepted. I think that the real fans who keep playing these games wouldn't like it, and you wouldn't necessarily get the guys like us who have moved on.
I do think there's an oversaturation right now of Mario games, you know, with new Super Mario Brothers and new Super Mario and Paper Mario.
Mario and Luigi, the Princess Adventure.
Recycling the same thing.
As a Nintendo player since, you know, the 80s, when you expect a new Nintendo system to come out, you expect them to launch all their original titles with a new version.
Essentially, yeah, you do.
Yeah.
You want a Zelda.
I was upset when I had to wait for the new Zelda.
Yeah. I'm kind of hoping...
And Smash Brothers. Everyone always needs to see Smash Brothers.
Of course, because that's our nostalgia incarnate.
Smash Brothers, they should really ramp up.
Ramping it up. They just introduced like a dozen new characters who are awesome.
Yeah, they did, I know what you're talking about. I mean, Pikachu, we all know Pikachu is adorable, but if they did ramp up for the NX a live... action Pikachu,
yeah,
just for that specific game, I'd be all about it.
I don't. There's just no buzz with Nintendo anymore. Like, it's the same stuff.
Well,
since,
yeah.
The last buzz I could think of
was even Smash Brothers, like you said.
But Smash Bros.
I wasn't even that excited for
no, because none of us owned a Nintendo.
I think that a lot of the video game world is passing by, where they're still trying to make games that we're all going to play in our den, and we're not playing like that anymore. You know, we're not. I'm not having all my friends over to play Mario Party or Smash Brothers. Yeah. I'll just meet you guys in the internet.
Or if we do,
it's rare, man.
It's such a rare event.
Especially, you know, you're talking about males, like, I want to say 25 to, you know, 50 of the gamers of those generations. You got families and children, jobs. It's like, you can't just go over your boy's house all the time.
Bryce, let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ever anxious for games that you could play with your son?
Yeah.
Kid-friendly games?
I love them.
Like a Mario?
Yeah.
Like, they could reach that market?
I mean, that's the market they're clinging to now, but am I hungry for a system that can meet my needs and my
children's?
That's
what I'm saying.
Needs?
If they have a one-stop shop where you could get your Mario game that you can play with your kid, you can get your Zelda game that you can play with your kid, but then you can also play maybe something a little more adult-oriented.
Nintendo could do it, is what I think we're basically saying. Nintendo, if they come out with an adult system,
I love Nintendo.
They could do
Nintendo needs to make something that's not called Nintendo. They need to start like another company so that they have.
No, I
swear to you, man, and just scrap all their original people.
No,
like, keep making,
no, don't get rid of that. Don't get rid of the lore.
I don't know. I think that they need to get away from that if they want to go.
No, I think that would be white noise.
I think they need to start with their base and expand from there.
What I'm saying is, if you're trying to compete with Sony Xbox, you need to get to the adult male. And they're not playing Mario's.
But maybe do a simultaneous launch of the newest high-def Mario game with their new title. Bring in...
That's a lot of original...
Bring them in with something familiar, hook them with something new. Well,
just so you guys know, Nintendo did announce that the NX will be like something that no one's ever seen before.
When is that coming out, by the way?
Oh, good.
Oh, there's no...
Knowing Nintendo, it's like...
But they did say...
No.
They did say...
Swing your dick around at the camera.
It is nothing like the Wii or Wii U. They were quoted as saying
I would love the console to be the Wii U controller, and then the controller to be the Wii.
I mean,
we're just recycling plastic.
All right, I think we've hit this one to death. So I think we've beat this dead horse.
I like that.
All right, so last week we had two questions. One was whether we prefer yearly game franchises, or we prefer the waiting of games, or if we prefer the Assassin's Creed style of every 6 months. So, John, what did you look at
on that question?
Yeah,
You know what? I think a big part of why I got out of Assassin's Creed were they were saturating me with games. I fell behind, and I felt like I couldn't catch up, so I just quit it.
The catch-up factor.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm a guy, like with TV shows and video games, I don't like to skip, so I want to play them, you know, chronologically. And I got through the first one, and I played all the Ezio journey. I got the other one with Connor. It wasn't that great. And I just took too long to mess with it, and then but before I knew it, you know,
Black Flag was out.
We're in France at this point. You know, I'm like, all right, man. I think I'm over. There's too many hours of gameplay I missed.
I 100% agree with that.
Yeah,
that's my argument.
I think you hit the nail on the head, man.
Perfectly, because
I also feel like there's not enough innovation between.
There's zero innovation.
Well, the new one has a Arkham. Again, everyone's stealing the Arkham fighting style.
The last one had an Arkham similar fighting style. It's more about if you're talking about shelling out $60 a year.
Right? They also have the grappling hook to get you on.
No, I like.
It's more than the money to me. It's my time invested in it. Like, I don't want to like play a game that is basically like the game I just had.
And I feel like after I beat the last Assassin's Creed, I need a grace period to play a couple other things before the next one comes out. Or the exact same thing you said is going to happen, and you're going to lose me.
Okay, so
because I'm going to skip a game, and I'm going to be out of the loop, and I'm not going
to
want
to. Instead of asking you guys what do you feel about yearly games or games that come out, let me cut right to the chase. What do you feel is the best time frame for a game?
Well, it depends what it is. If it's like a shooter game, I actually do enjoy those updated more,
like a Call
much
of
more
Duty.
Quickly because you get the
every year
packs.
Yeah, that's
new
a
weapons,
great point.
New scenarios of where you're fighting.
No, great point.
The game like Assassin's Creed, where it's story driven and it's mostly a one player game, then I'd like you to take your time, take 3 years to make the game.
2-3 years.
Yeah,
2-3 years.
I go three. As much as I pine for Batman games,
aim for two. Take that third if you need it.
Yeah.
Well, my thing going back to before was...
Don't Last Guardian me here, but...
Well, that's a decade runner.
Or Kingdom Hearts.
That's the more than a decade running.
Anyway. And the other question we asked, I asked the public. Of course, we got no response. I feel like we... I feel like I'm shooting too high at this point with only four episodes
in. You hear that, Internet? You're bumming them out.
You're hurting my feelings. Come on, John Romero. Where are you?
Retweet me.
John Romero, can you hear me?
Last week we asked, with Mario Maker being down, what other old school games would you like to see a builder for?
Oh, like they make Mario
Maker. Like Mario Maker.
Yes.
Oh.
Like Mario Maker.
That's the perfect way to bring Sonic back to the people.
You think so?
Sonic is
Donald Riley, man.
Sonic has sucked for a decade now.
He has.
Over a decade. Go back to the roots, make a Sonic Maker. With crazy courses where you don't have to slow down at all, really embrace that speed. Stop messing with other gameplay styles. Just let's play Sonic.
I'm feeling
the way it used to be.
I would like a...
What was yours, John?
Like a fight-based game, like a DC or a Street Fighter.
I like that.
Where you can make your own character and you make your own levels, man. I think it'd be way cooler if I'm fighting with a guy that I made versus my friend's guy than, like, oh, I'm Ken or Ryu. You know?
I will tell you this honestly. When I was in my younger days, that's all I wanted in this world, was a fighting game where I could design a character for myself.
It'd be great, too, if you took, like, scars from fights, like even like we're in the we're in this great age where we could do something like that, like Mass Effect. Yeah.
And you could do like a character.
And you had to heal maybe every week online, yeah, something like that. Like you got your eye busted up.
If you keep playing like you got beat up like that, the next guy sees you all jacked up. He's like, "Oh, I see you just got tough."
So what you're kind of saying is Street Fighter. I guess that wasn't really the question, but I like the answer more than what I asked.
Do you remember the old? I think it was original Dreamcast or Xbox, the wrestling game with the career mode where you could fuck with each other backstage and everything. What game was that?
That was Raw. It was, yeah, that was Raw.
Like you actually,
what was that, Xbox?
That was Xbox original. Yeah,
you could
original
foster like rivalries and all that shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A fighting game with that kind of element to it where you could actually build like a career mode.
That's cool.
I like it. I would like it.
I would like
it. Only make it more hardcore, like... You could kidnap this guy's dog or something.
I would also enjoy Call.
You don't want to go pose though.
Call of Duty more if they had just something to like show that like you had a lot of kills, but you had a lot of deaths too. Or like guy was ripped up, like he's a skeleton running around there at the end. But like
it would be cool to take damage over the course of the online.
But
game.
As far as a maker goes, I don't know if that's more of a
that's just a wish list. If you want, we can bring back I Wish. Remember that.
Or
yeah, I remember that.
Glitch of the week.
No, but seriously, like I would like a maker to be a 1v1 or a tag game, I guess, fighting game, a fighting style game, to make my own character, make my own boards.
Okay.
I'm into it. I like that.
So originally, I immediately thought of Marble Madness, but...
That's
where your brain goes?
I'm going with Toe Jam and Earl.
Build your own Funkatron?
Build your own Earth, I suppose.
Just make Toe Jam and Earl like they did with Little Big Planet. I think that would be just...
Not a bad idea.
Yeah.
Just make it like that, and then just be way better instead of just going from planet to planet where you're like, well, whatever.
Yeah.
Well, Toe Jam and Earl 3 is coming out. I call it Toe Jam and Earl 3 because I don't respect the Xbox version at
all. Nobody does.
But it looks fantastic.
It never ended. I played it for hours and hours, and I was like, when is the end of this game? Like, what's the point?
It was terrible.
Yeah.
That's coming out by the original makers of Toe Jam and Earl. They apologized for 3, and it looks amazing. That was a Kickstarter game that I'm sure is going to be successful.
Actually, on that note, bring back Earthworm Jim.
Well, I mean, bring him back anyway. Bring him back anyway. Nothing to do with the makers.
Let's do a maker of that or some shit.
Bring back the cartoon as well. I like the cartoon.
Earthworm
Jim. Yeah, why not? Bring back the whole shebang-a-bang.
Because he had a bad N64 release in 3D that was awful.
He did. It was
Let's
terrible.
Let's forgive him for that.
Earthworm Jim would be...
A lot of people had bad N64 reiterations that were 3D.
Castlevania.
Man. Worms was terrible.
Yeah.
Worms 3D was terrible.
Worms was impossible.
I know.
It's like 3D? Are you fucking kidding me? It's hard enough when we just had to judge height.
Yeah, it should have been called like Worms Bad Camera Angle, the game.
God. Like, well, he's up there, man. He's safe.
Yeah.
I'm not getting him ever.
My vote goes to Shocks.
Okay.
I want that fighting game where you
dude. Yeah, I enjoy that too. Way to go. All right, so I'm going to ask another question. Hopefully we get some answers. We'll be answering them next week. My question was, I guess next week I'm going to be bringing back Fantasy Glitch, in which we add to a game.
Mm-hmm.
And
I would say mine is Toe Jam and Earl, make it like Little Big Planet.
Okay. All right. That'll be illegal. But
preview.
Won't happen. But I'd want to know what anyone else would like to add to a game. That was Fantasy Glitch back in A-Squad. What could you add to a game to make it fantastic? All right, we've been on long enough. So from us to you guys, thanks for...